Janice Riggs. Michael's all ready.
On deck. Bryn just told me, kiss it, Janice. I said, what does that mean? He says, keep it short, sweetheart. First of all, I want to thank the Lord for his blessings. I think part of this mission conference, once again, we've been reminded to just thank the Lord for what he's done, for the blessings that he's given us, and for all the great things that he's done for each and every one of us. And I think if each one of us just took a minute to think about the things that the Lord has given to us or done for us, I think we'd all be here all day when we really got to thinking about it. But there's six things that I would just like to mention short, quickly. First of all, for my salvation. Last Monday, I celebrated my 18th birthday in the Lord. It's been 18 years since the Lord had mercy upon my soul and saved me. And it's gotten better ever since. Each day has been a little bit better. And I just praise the Lord for faithful brother and sister-in-law that took the time and had the burden to pray for me. And next of all, and these aren't exactly in order how I want them, but they're important to me, my husband. I thank the Lord for my husband that gave his life to the Lord, to serve him, to preach his word, and to be a witness and a preacher and a pastor and just a loving husband. He is a very loving husband, and he's a good father, and I thank the Lord for him. For my children, I'm glad they all got to come back in. I was afraid that I get to see them when I spoke about this. Leslie and Jason and Corey and Cassidy, they're all four different, but they're all four the treasure of my soul. They're precious to me. And for my mother, I thank the Lord for my mother. She was a widow when I was 6 years old, and she raised me all by herself. And as a mother, I'm starting to understand the things that she went through, because I have a husband. When I get tired or when I get just frazzled, he can take over for a while. But my mother never had anybody take over for a while. She did it 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And I wasn't the easiest thing to raise. And I just thank the Lord for a godly mother that put up with me, that prayed for me, that sacrificed for me to have the things that I had. And for my church family, each one of y'all here, every one of you that have prayed for us, that have given you have sacrificed for us, for us to be in Mexico, and seeing Linda here. If it wasn't for you, girl, I wouldn't be where I'm at today, because you were the one that said, come on, let's go here, let's go there. And you took a wild and crazy redhead and gave a little love, a little compassion that Billy was talking about. And I thank the Lord for you and for Bernie. You did the same thing. Both of you put up with me. And through the years, we kind of get apart, but that special love that we had is always there. And it's been the Lord that put it there, because he is our fellowship, he is our joy, and he is our crown. And for my co-workers, for Bill and Debbie, hi, you're one of my favorite people, you know that? Even though we get on each other's nerves, he's one of my favorite people. And Joe and Debbie, and John and Karen, I just praise the Lord for them. And Debbie and Billy just got through talking about contentment and how sometimes that's very dangerous to get into. But I can say I'm content with the people I work with. There's not a struggle, there's not a friction between us all the time. And I thank the Lord for each one of them, and I am content with them. And that's my thank yous. That's my introduction, I guess. But I am just really thankful for everything that the Lord's done and is doing in my life and in our lives down in Mexico. And now I didn't know exactly what to say. A lot of people have gotten up and said, I don't know what to talk about. My problem is not what to talk about, what not to talk about. I always have something to say. But two things, I brought it down to two thoughts that have really been on my heart. And one is change, and the other one are desires. The changes that we go through, sometimes they're expected, sometimes they're by accident, sometimes they're welcome, sometimes they're just, we don't want to have change. But the Lord, through his mercy, has been able to work in my life to accept the changes that have come my way. Brother Kincaid reminded me this week of when I got married. It wasn't like it used to, it wasn't like it was before. And that change I wasn't too happy with. And I had to deal with that. And the Lord dealt with me on I didn't get married to be by myself. And things that we have to go through sometimes that we don't always agree with or want to put up with, but not all the changes are bad. I remember Brent telling me 8 years ago, Janice, I think the Lord's calling us to go to Mexico. That was a big change. I didn't know if I wanted to go to Mexico, but the Lord had worked where it was okay. If it was Mexico, if it was Florida, if wherever it was going to be okay because I knew the Lord was in control. And I have gotten to be content with that change of my life, not here, but in Mexico. And then I come up here and the world seems like it just opened up. There's other places. It's not just Mexico anymore. There's other places. I'm not even going to say Mongolia, Mother, because you get scared. But there's other places that we need to focus our eyes upon, our prayers upon, because there are people in Mongolia, there are people in Russia, there are people in China and everywhere, Pakistan, Bangladesh, that need to hear the word. And then to desires, the desires of my heart, the desires of a mother, the desires of a wife, and the verse that came to, that I read this week in Isaiah that really kind of summed it all up was in Isaiah 26:8, it says, "Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thine judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness." And that kind of summed it all up for me. My desire is whatever the Lord's desire is. My desire is in the Lord. And if it's being just a wife, a housewife, a mother, and a helpmeet to my husband, then that's my desire. And if it's in Mexico, if it's in San Antonio, if it's wherever it may be, my desire is in the Lord. And but on the way up, I was just thinking my desire as a missionary is like what Billy just said, is to win souls, to not be barren. I have four beautiful children, but I want spiritual children also. And with the changing, with the desires of my heart, the Lord has put another change in my life. And it's in teaching school. Brent last year has been teaching English and computer at one of the schools there. And this in May, I started teaching English there. And it's just the Lord has opened up a huge door to talk to people. And it wasn't me going up and talking to them saying, "Would you like to learn about the Bible?" It's them coming up to me and asking, "Why are you really here?" And Brother Kincaid said something about, you know, don't beat your head against a door that's closed. Don't keep knocking on. Don't keep trying to open something that's closed. Go to those doors that are open. And I feel like this has really been a door that the Lord himself has opened. And I have a lot of opportunities to witness to the parents, to my fellow workers, and also to the children. And it's a blessing. It's a new field for me. I'm teaching in English, so I don't have any problem because I can talk English all day long and all night until Brett says that I even talk it in my sleep. And so that's not going to be hard, but I just don't want to be a witness. I just don't want to be the different one there. I want to have a purpose with my witnessing. I want to have a purpose with my testimony, not just to be, oh, the happy person all the time or the crazy redhead. I want to have a person that when they talk to me that they've maybe met the Lord, that they've maybe have come to know the Lord a little bit better. And I'd like to share some verses in Isaiah 29. That really touched me yesterday when I was reading them because it's talking exactly what we come across. In 29 and verse 11 it says, "And the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I cannot, for it is sealed. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I am not learned. Therefore the Lord saith, for as much as this people draweth near to me with their mouth, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me as taught by the precepts of men. This is exactly what we face daily. People that are learned that have an excuse. They can't learn because the book is sealed. The people that do not understand, they have the excuse, well, I can't understand because I don't know anything. And they're all just excuses, whether it's I'm too smart to learn, or I'm too dumb to learn, or I can't read, or I don't have enough time. It all boils down to I don't have any time. And that's where what we face every day with people that don't have time for the Lord. And it's hard. It's hard to teach a blind man what a rainbow is. It's hard to teach a very intelligent person that they're really dumb. But it says in verse 14, therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. And the Lord's got other plans. These people that won't listen, these people that won't understand, these people that think that they're too smart for their own good, Lord's got another idea. He's going to have his word opened up to them. And that's what we're there for. We're there to preach the word. We're there to open that book for them, the word, and to show them their need, to show them what the Lord has. And it's a promise. He's going to have his will. He says, I will proceed to do a marvelous work. And each person that we see, that we have seen come to know the Lord, it's a wondrous work. It's a marvelous work. And I just thank the Lord for each one that we have been able to be a part of. And in verse 17, it says, is it not yet a very little while, and Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be esteemed as a forest? And in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. The meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. And that's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for to see those deaf men hear. I'm waiting for to see those blind men open their eyes, and we've seen one. We've had a brother, Carmelo, he's blind. He can't see. He can't read, open the word up and read it like you and I do. But he's saved. He called upon the Lord. He was baptized a few weeks ago, and he's been a real testimony to his family. His sister has been saved. His father's been saved through his testimony. And so there is a promise there, and we're being able to see to reap some of these promises that God has given us, because he says in a little while, these blind are going to open up, their eyes are going to see, and the deaf are going to hear. And that's what that's our desire as missionaries. That's our desires as just Christians here. That should be your desire, not just to live a good life or go to church on Sunday and things like that, but to win souls, like Billy said. And there is a promise. He's gonna open that book. And, the verse that he shared was, he that winneth souls is wise. And I want to be wise. I want to be a wise wife. I want to be a wise mother. And I want to be a wise soul winner. I want to get something. I don't want to just play just to be played. I want to play to win. And I want to witness to win. I want to give my life where others can know the Lord and know the love and the blessings that he's given me, because that's like Bill said, he hit it on the head this morning. Yes, people are our business. People are our life. And we have the only life that they need, that will do them any good. And I just thank the Lord again for each one of y'all, and ask that you continue to pray for us and come see us and keep us in your prayers. Amen. Yeah.